Pero ito ang tanong, mahal ka ba niya talaga o mahal ka lang niya dahil gusto niya lang nang may makakasama? Alam mo yung isang bagay na sa'yo nagtagal pero sa iba kinasal. Alam kong mahirap yung pinagdadaanan natin. Akala natin yung taong binuo natin, sinuportahan natin at binigyan natin ng buong buhay natin para mapasaya lang yung tao na yun. Malalaman mo na lang pala nung naghiwalay kayo ay mapupunta lang pala siya sa iba. Yes, nagtagal siya sa'yo, maba ang relasyon nyo, nakilala mo nyo ang isa't isa. Pero ito ang tanong, mahal ka ba niya talaga o mahal ka lang niya dahil gusto niya lang nang may makakasama? May mga bagay kasi tayo na akala natin yung taong binuo natin, siya yung para sa atin. Yun pala, hindi. Minsan, akala natin yung taong ginugol natin ang panahon, yun pala, makakahanap ng magpagpapasaya sa kanya. When it comes to a relationship, doesn't define how long that and relationship lasts. All about the character. Malay mo, naghiwalay kayo dahil na-bored siya. Pero that's not the reason at all. Kasi kung talagang mahal ka ng taong yan, kahit na napapagod yan, they will compromise and will communicate with you. Pero kung sakali mang hindi niya maisabi sa'yo na you cannot spice up that relationship, then para lang kayo naglalaro ng bahay-bahayan sa relasyon nyo. A lot of relationship that has more than 3 to 5 years doesn't last because they didn't truly know you well. They didn't truly know themselves bago sila magmahal ng ibang tao. Talagang yung taong na yan, alam niyang medyo boring ang relasyon or may third party, hindi siya makukuha. That relationship that ended for you may be a blessing. Look at other people. Dumaan sa long relationship, kinasal yung mga ex nila sa iba, and when they found that right person for them, doon nila nakita yung kaligayahan na hindi pa nila nakikita. Minsan, that pain that you are dealing with, it is a lesson for you. Hindi lahat ng bagay na kaya mo kontrolin ay nakokontrol mo. Kasi kung talagang mahal ka ng tao yan, hindi na magdadalawang isip yan na maghanap ng iba. A lot of people nowadays, when it comes to relationship, they don't walk the talk. Sinasabi na lang nila sa sarili nila na after 2 to 3 years, break na kami, find another. No. Minsan kasi, they don't like the idea of date to marry. Minsan, when it comes to relationship, minsan nga yung mga pag-asawa naghihiwalay pa because they didn't found what it feels like to feel at home. Ito lang naman yun eh. Honestly speaking, all of us just need someone who will give us security, compatibility, and of also hope. And when you found that person will give you yung talagang hinahanap mo. And if you cannot find that, the partner that you have, then hindi mo na kailangan patagalin yung relasyon niya. And you should cut them off. You cannot see that you are not being loved what you are truly deserve. Or kung sakaling nagbibigay siya ng mga bagay na hindi mo naman talaga deserve, then you should cut them off. We define love based on our feelings. Minsan, kinasabi natin, love is a feeling that when I saw you, my heart just goes boom. Minsan, reason natin about love is I don't know the feeling, but one thing I know that I'm sure of you. Just remember, sakali man your ex finds another relationship and after 5 months or 6 months, oftentimes they will be happy, pero at the end of relationship, they will feel sad, they will feel lonely. They thought that the person they had, yung bago nila, masaya sila, pero in the long run, they will come back. At tayo naman itong sa pagiging marupok natin, tatanggapin natin. When it comes to relationship naman kasi, it doesn't define both of you around. Minsan, you need to have your own world. Minsan, need din natin ng personal space natin. Because when dumating yung point na kinasal kayo, nagkaroon kayo ng anak, that attention that you have, that attention that you are seeking, will be seek in your circle. Sakali man you are in a relationship, mas magandang i-focus nyo muna yourself and the world around you. Pag nag-combine yung dalawang world nyo, you can end up having this kind of multiple worlds na hindi lang naman sa relasyon nyo umiikot ang buhay nyo. Kaya ikaw na dumadaan sa proseso ng paghilom, just take the time to heal. And if God allows you to meet the right person for you, He will. Dahil if it's God's arrangement, you will not worry about anything. You will not worry about the emotional damage that your ex leave you. Because all of us deserve the happiness that we need. Don't cry for the person who hurt you. Instead, smile and thank them for giving you the chance. Find someone who deserves better.